Well, happy Epiphany. January 6th, this is the day of Epiphany where we celebrate the Epiphany and manifestation, the revealing of Christ to the Gentiles and to all nations. In these weeks to follow that we'll call the weekends after Epiphany, we'll journey through this season of attending to how God is made manifest in Christ in the world. God's love and mercy revealed to us in water and bread and wine and more. Today we have a couple of hands-on options for you if you'd like to observe this Epiphany Day. If you'd like, you can stop by the information desk and you can pick up a short prayer service and a piece of chalk and participate in this long-standing tradition of marking the entrance to your home, saying a prayer of blessing for wherever it is you call home in the year ahead. Also, there is next to it a basket of stars with words written in on them. If you'd like, you can select a star word and reflect on a word in the year ahead. How is Jesus being revealed to you in your home? What epiphanies might you encounter as you prayerfully reflect on a star word? In today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the story continues the work of making known to the world Jesus, revealing this manifestation of God in Christ to all the world. The baby born in Bethlehem, this newborn king, is not a secret, nor is the Christ child only for some immediate circle. These magi from the east, foreigners from another land, are among the first visitors, among the first of countless people who have been, are today, and are yet to be drawn into Jesus. And I think that we have a lot to learn from these magi. First, they pay attention. It is perhaps by their nature or by their profession that they study the stars and pay attention to signs. But in today's story, they are found paying attention. It seems that they observe this star at its rising, and amid a sky filled with other stars, they alone can see this star and then follow it to go and pay homage to this king. How might we pay attention in this season? How might we be attentive to the hidden and revealed Jesus in our midst? Could we try to be like these magi with eyes open to see a guiding light that will lead us to Jesus? After the magi pay attention to this star, they talk with King Herod, and then they go and bring forward their gifts. They offer gifts from their treasure chests, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts that might sound strange to us, but these are gifts that are worthy for a king and a priest, for one who will suffer and die. And they kneel then in honor to this newborn king. For that light and shining star of Epiphany led them from what could be a frightening experience to guiding them to overwhelming joy. And so I wonder, how do we give of ourselves? What treasures do we each hold and carry? And how might we bring gifts forward to live our lives as an offering to God? Could we be like these magi and practice generosity? And then in our story, the magi, the foreigners from another land carrying these somewhat odd gifts, do something else to stand out in today's story. They took another road home. They were warned in a dream to not return to Herod, and they left for home by another road. In this Christ child, power was redefined, and those wise astronomers defied King Herod. King Herod was frightened by perceived competition in this newborn and had disguised his intent to destroy Jesus by a command to come and tell where he's located so he could go and pay homage. But the magi disobeyed this command. Through an encounter with Jesus, a warning and a dream, choosing another road home, These magi followed a star, were overwhelmed with joy, and their lives were altered. Their paths were changed in profound and recounted to this day ways. The Magi trusted and followed Jesus above anything else. They'd previously followed this tyrant. King Herod would next order the massacre of infants, killing all the children in the area. But the Magi were changed by their encounter with Jesus. They trusted this newborn's birth and kingship and presence enough that they would follow Jesus above anything else. The Magi would defy the authority of King Herod and refuse to participate in his ways of death and destruction, the ways that are not the way of this newborn king. And so I wonder, how have you encountered Jesus, this living and loving Son of God? Could we be so moved by our encounters with Jesus and his life, death, and resurrection that we too would trust and follow Jesus above anything else? Could we be like the Magi and change paths, go home by another road, if the road we thought we were supposed to follow was not faithful to God? These Magi, these early outsider visitors to Jesus, can teach us how to pay attention, how to give offerings, how to trust and follow Jesus. And sometimes the practices of the Magi mean we need to resist something else. Resist whatever it is that distracts us from paying attention to God. Resist inclinations to safeguard instead of offer generously. Resist a pathway that seems so formal and set to instead return to God by another road. In this season of Epiphany, let's find a way to slow down and practice this attentiveness of the Magi studying the stars. If they could be led by one rising star and then warned in a dream, how might God be leading and speaking to us if only we'd pay attention? These can be days of great darkness with the short days and long nights, last week's rain, or the cold and snow that'll eventually return. But these are also days of fascinating light, like yesterday, or these stars that reflect light throughout our place of worship, or how frost and icicles demand that we pay attention to the light. These Magi were led by a star, and I trust that the light of Christ will continue to find a way to capture our wandering attention, to lead and guide and draw us in. As we've entered into this new calendar year, reflecting on where we've been and what's ahead, I trust that we too have much to give in response to God's grace. We may not be literally carrying around gold and frankincense and myrrh, around in treasure chests, but we are gifted in so many ways. You and all the other people who choose to be a part of this community, to be here and worship God, have so many unique passions and abilities. And in 2019, I'm eager to see how our financial and time and talent offerings will be revealed in ministry. Mission and ministry that shares God's grace, that joins the work of today's story of making Jesus known not just to some immediate circle, but to all the world. And maybe following Jesus will mean taking another road. Maybe the path we individually or collectively thought that we had to follow will need reconsidering. The Magi were ordered by King Herod to report back about Jesus' location. But the guiding star that led the Magi brought them to overwhelming, life-changing joy when they found Jesus. It seems that they found Jesus and then were able to defy Herod's orders, but somehow it's so much more than that. God sent Jesus to set God's people free from the power of sin and death. And whether it be by a rising star, an unexpected nudge, or a story from long ago, a witness from someone that you know, any kind of encounter with Jesus is a reminder that God will always keep finding a way to draw near to us, to guide us, even by paths as yet untrodden. So be of good courage. Rejoice today and in this season in the light of Christ. Jesus' birth has been celebrated near and far, and this is a story of good news for all people. May the light of Christ in this season pursue you, guide you, and overwhelm you with joy. Amen.